This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third-generation minister and business coach. Join Steve and his guests to get answers to your questions and help break through to the next level in your business.
This is Steve. Thank you for joining another episode of Thriving Entrepreneur. How are you doing today? Are you thriving in your life and in your business? Kathy and I are here to help you thrive. We love helping you thrive. We want you to have a thriving life, a thriving business, thriving marriage, thriving relationships. We want to help you thrive. It's one of the big things that is just really at the heart of our passion is how much we really, really care about you as a person as you're listening to this show. And we want to make sure that we always express to you just how important you are to us. So today, we've got another exciting episode to be able to introduce to you a couple of more best-selling authors. Really, really great books we've got coming out again on this episode. First up is going to be Mimi Quick. Mimi's going to talk to us about defying all obstacles. Defy all obstacles to prosperity in your life is actually what this book is about. And it's exciting stuff. I want to challenge you to really listen to both of these and see if you can get rid of some of the obstacles in your life. And then next up, we're going to also talk with Christy Bell. And Christy is going to share life lessons that you don't get in school. She comes from a background being a teacher, and she's going to share lesson number one. This could very well end up being a 47-lesson series. It's definitely going to be a series, and this is book one in our series.
This book really will help impact your life.
It has to do with maybe one of the most important aspects of our lives, and that's what you don't know can actually hurt you. What are the things that even with an education, you may not have been taught, and how not knowing those, how much of an impact that can have on your life? So that's a really great one too. That's going to help you with some obstacles, some things that you've overcome. It'll help you as a parent with the education of your children, and it'll help you as a person to really take a look at the things that you have learned as well as the things that you still need to learn. So I'm really looking forward to this. Before we jump into the interviews, I just want to take a minute or two here and really encourage you today. You know, it's important when we do these bestsellers, when we show them to you, when we talk with them, that you understand that we're excited about their book. I mean, don't get that wrong. I am so excited and so honored to be part of these amazing people's lives. But we also do it to encourage you, because deep down inside, each of us has something that is the core of who we are and what we are put here on this planet to do. And without us doing what we're supposed to do, the world just is not going to be as good of a place. It just literally, the world needs you. It's not just something that I say as a slogan here on the show. It really, truly is something that we really must embrace. And so I just really want to encourage you as you're listening today to keep in mind that, you know, these bestsellers have information that you definitely want to get, but they're also presenting their information as an encouragement to you to keep you always thinking, what do I need to share with the world? So with that said, we're going to jump right in here to our first interview.
I have with me here today Mimi Quick. She is talking to us today about her exciting new book, Defy All Obstacles. Thanks for joining us, Mimi.
Thank you so much, Steve. I'm really excited to be here.
So, Mimi, this is a great book. It's going to change some people's lives. Tell us a little bit about your background and what got you to this point.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm a I'm known as the Prosperity Muse and a psychic business mentor. I've been helping female entrepreneurs align to prosper for many, many years now. And, you know, along my journey, there were obstacles in the way. So I needed to, what I did is I defied them. I defied all obstacles. And now I help other women, and people do the same.
So let's talk about prosperity. I love that word, but what does prosperity mean?
Prosperity means, to me, it means health, wealth, happiness. And I know, Steve, to everyone else, it means something different. Maybe it is along the lines of health, wealth, and happiness, but it is specifically connected to each person. Everybody has their own definition.
So why isn't everybody, prosperous then?
Well, because there are obstacles in their way. You know, maybe they're stuck. They don't know, or they haven't awakened to the fact that prosperity is for them, or it can be for them.
Say more about that. Prosperity is for them.
Prosperity is for everyone. It's inside of you. It's inside of everyone. And it can be activated through your thoughts, your behaviors, your actions, the steps that you take every day. And I have found that people may not know this fact, that it's inside of you, perhaps by the conditioning, the mental conditioning, or the things that have happened in your life. Maybe you blocked it off, or, you know, people have decided, oh, that's not for me, that's for someone else. And, you know, based on your past experiences, you put it to the side and said, well, you know, you don't want to get your hopes up, but I'm here to tell you that it can change.
So I know in the book it talks about, you know, a lot of your clients that you've helped, you've done some amazing things with clients. You know, I mean, just to quote a couple of things from the book, you've had people who signed on two $10,000 clients within like 48 hours of one session with you, you know, stuff like that. That's pretty awesome. I know say a lot of times that your clients will actually say you came at just the right time.
Yes. Sometimes they're going through a rough time, or they've experienced everything else. That's another thing I hear. Gosh, I experienced everything else. But, you know, I tried this method, I tried this, tried that, but it just didn't work, or it somehow didn't connect with them. And once they find me, they say, oh, you came just at the right time. And what happens is, you know, they get to really open up, free themselves, and connect to prosperity. And usually it's in their business and, of course, in their lives, too.
So the book is called Defy All Obstacles. And I know you and I are really excited about it, but there's somebody out there listening right now that's like, I have too many obstacles. You do not understand. What would you say to the person who just is so overwhelmed by the obstacles right now that they just don't feel like they can defy them?
I can totally relate to you. That was me way back when, and in 1994, I believe. And it was dark. It was a dark place, and there was just I couldn't see the light at all. Even though I'm a very spiritual person, I could not really understand how things could change for me. But it did. I was able to connect and to open up, and that's what I have in the book. If you're saying to yourself, there's just too much darkness, too much stuff, I can't change, I would say to you, it's possible. There is a way. And if you have just a little bit of feeling inside of you saying, gosh, you know, maybe she's right. Or if she did it, well, I can do it too. I'm here to awaken you to that possibility. So you can just take a baby step forward or take a huge leap and say to yourself, yeah, I'm going to defy all these obstacles. They're not going to bring me down. So guess this, I'm charting a new path and I'm moving forward powerfully. It's up to you.
I love that phrase, awake to the possibilities.
with. We have an opportunity to do that in every minute of our lives. You have an opportunity right now to do it, or in every moment. And you decide, you make the choice every day to live the same way or to create a change, to say yes or to say no. It's up to you.
I think of the old saying, you know, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Yes, yes. And I could totally understand, like, when it gets to that place, you know, some people are just like, oh, I do not want to hear anything. Well, you know what? If you're in that place, that's fine. Don't listen to it. But I know when you get into, like, a little moment where you say, I'm curious, then that's when you're awakening. You're awakening to it. That's the time to pick up the book. That's the time to say to yourself, maybe this is possible. You know what I mean? Sometimes you're not going to be jazzed up to hear something that you're fully into, like an obstacle that you might be experiencing right now. But I want you to know that I did it. You know, there were some heavy, heavy things in my life that I personally, I told you, I really didn't know that there was a way out of it. And it happened. And when it did, I said, oh, my goodness. Wow, this is cool. So I did it again, and I did it again, and I continued. And it brings me great joy to be able to share this with all of you in the book so you can all decide any obstacles that you might have in your own life.
And what a great thing to be able to do is to take the things that seem insurmountable in our lives and really overcome them, to defy them and live beyond them.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a very magical experience, but it's a very grounding one too, because you're in it, right? It's just you. And it's like, what I see is this, imagine this, you know, you're just stomping your foot down, you're claiming your presence in the world, and you're saying, no more. You know, we're done with this. I'm moving into a brighter direction here.
So let's give people just a little baby step today. For somebody who's maybe not quite ready to take on all four steps, what's something easy that a person could do right now today to begin to just take a baby step towards defying all the obstacles in their life?
Absolutely. Okay. The first thing, if you are being challenged by an obstacle right now, you want to take a clear look at it. Most people say, oh, I don't want to look at this. Run, run. No. I want you to sit down, take a deep breath, and look at it straight in the eyes. And notice it. Get a piece of paper out, get your pen, and really see what you're dealing with here. So write it out. And I want you to know in that moment that you're bigger than that obstacle in front of you. You're bigger than it. What I mean by that is that there is power within you that can overcome this. So remember that. And as you're doing this, as you're writing it down, shift your mindset to, okay, I can do this, you know? Bring yourself into an alignment that you can create this new possibility of shifting out of it. So the first step is really looking it straight in the eye and knowing, starting to feel inside of you that you are bigger than this.
All right. I like that. I hope everybody, in fact, I encourage a bunch of people out there to tweet, I am bigger than this. Be good for you. I am bigger than this. You don't have to let anybody else that's reading your Twitter know what the this is. Just declare it. I am bigger than this. Well, Mimi,
that's
I really
right.
appreciate you taking the time today to help us learn how to defy all obstacles in our life.
Thank you very much, Steve. I love it. Thank you. Thanks for having me here.
As you can hear, Mimi was excited during her book writing session, and it just became more and more exciting for her throughout the process as her book went from something that she knew she needed to share to something that now is out and available on Amazon.com. That's Defy All Obstacles to Prosperity by Mimi Quick. Mimi is spelled M-I-M-I. And you really should go out and get this book. It really will help you. Some great examples of some things that she's done to help other people with their obstacles in their life, and some amazing things that you can do to really defy all the obstacles in your life and live a life that is filled with prosperity, with prosperousness, and with really a sense that you can do it. And more than anything, I love that. That's what Mimi really brings in this book, is the possibility of possibilities and the overall definition of an obstacle only really being an opportunity to really learn and grow. So I encourage you, check out Defy All Obstacles to Prosperity on Amazon today. It's available in digital and also will very soon be available in print. Check it out today. We'll be right back on Thriving Entrepreneur.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Well, you'll be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be
the authority in your field. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur. Thanks again for joining us here today. We are so glad to have you listening in, and we're so excited to present to you a couple more of our best-selling authors as they release out into the world their unique brilliance. You know, you're uniquely brilliant, and you've got a message that you need to share, and it's so exciting as each one of these books come out to be able to share with you the amazing message, and it's so cool to watch people really shine what they were put on the planet to do. I feel blessed and honored to be able to be at all a part of that process, and more so even so to present them to you so that you can be encouraged and you also can really live your life as a thriving entrepreneur. I really believe that, and I really want it for you. So let's get right back into our next interview. I'm here with Christy Bell, and we're talking today about her new book, the first book in her series, Life Lessons, What You Don't Get in School. And lesson number one is what you don't know can hurt you. Join me in welcoming Christy Bell. Hi, Christy. How are you today?
I am fantabulous. How are you, Steve?
I'm doing good, thanks. I really appreciate you taking the time today to talk to us about your book. Tell us a little bit about yourself and where the book came from.
Okay. Well, thanks for having me, first of all. I have to say that I'm super excited to have opportunity to share my book. But a little bit about me. I have been in education over 20 years. And I taught in the content area of reading, had a lot of success there. Like I said, my career kind of, spans over 20 years. So a lot of experience in the classroom. But right now I am a motivational speaker and, also an author now. And I am a youth empowerment coach. But during my time in the classroom, I kind of noticed some things. And the book came about from a combination of things. One, I kind of noticed that the students that, I taught after they kind of graduated, got to the graduation level, a lot of them seemed kind of confused about what they were supposed to do, in life or what their next steps and, just kind of floundering around a little bit. And then after I've, been teaching for a while, I kind of also noticed that just in my own life, I went the traditional route. In my family, education was very important, Steve. So, I always knew I would go to college, and it was stressed in my home. But just kind of looking at my life, I had a bachelor's degree, master's degree. I kind of noticed for me that there were some things that, I felt like I missed and just didn't get in the formal academic educational setting. So it was a combination of kind of watching as my students graduated and then things that were going on with me where I kind of felt like there were some things that I didn't get in that formal setting that I feel like, since we spend so much time in school, it would have helped me tremendously if I had had that information. So that's kind of how the book came together because I want to share those things. And so, I decided to present it in a series where I'm sharing kind of nuggets that I come across just in my life, from my formal education, but just from my life experiences. Mm-hmm. So that's a little bit about how I came to write Life Lessons.
Well, and it's such a great book. I mean, the nicest part about it, and we use this, Kathy and I talk about you all the time, not necessarily by name, but the concept, is what if as a parent, I need lesson number 25 out of 47,
Right.
There isn't any search engine that's built
that will pull out chapter 25 out of a 47-chapter book and say, well, right. you know, if you just went and read this book, chapter 25 totally has what you need. And so right. I appreciate that you took the time to break up those things into a way that, that us as parents can really get that information and get the answers to the things that we struggle with.
Right, and that was the point exactly, to present it in a way where, you know, the lessons are presented in a format where, you know, kind of there are different topics that are broken down. They can, it's an easy read, and the information and the message can be shared, you know, pretty easily and quickly. And just like you said, if there's a specific topic or area that you're looking for, you know, being able to go directly to that. You know, whereas, you know, if it was all in one book, you know, it could be kind of challenging to get that message out. So that was, you know, actually the thinking behind doing the series. So I'm super excited about being able to offer it that way.
Yeah, absolutely. So lesson number one is what you don't know can hurt you. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, Steve, a lot of times you hear what you don't know can't hurt you. But as I kind of looked at, you know, my story and I started, you know, pulling the things together for the book, is what I realized, and just in my own experience, you know, education was always, I come from, you know, just a regular household, middle income family. Education was always stressed, and we knew that it was important. And I went all the way through the system, did all the right things, you know, made the great grades and studied and did my homework. You know, I was just an excellent scholar. And I like to kind of say I did school well, you know, received awards and honor roll and just kind of went all the way through. But then I realized that there were some things that I just didn't get that would have helped me as far as applying and being able to have the knowledge to apply to just actual things in life. You know, I just kind of realized that I had kind of gone through the system and did all of those things that I was supposed to do, had success, you know, as a student, as a scholar, in the formal education setting. But it just didn't provide me, you know, some of the things that, you know, later I realized I did need. And just to give you an example, we spend a lot of time in school, but it doesn't, you know, really, we don't get a lot about to prepare us for knowing ourselves or knowing our purpose, you know, in life and knowing, you know, exactly what we're going to do when we get out. So that it's kind of specific and tailored. We don't have a lot of things presented as far as money management, you know, budgeting and just how I'm going to handle my personal finances. Not a lot about how to do relationships, you know, how am I going to, you know, how do I treat myself and love myself? And then how am I going to treat others, you know, when conflicts arise? How do I handle that? You know, just some of the social skills. And then, you know, like I said, also those personal finances or, you know, just lessons like having a mentor and how important that is. So you can actually, what I found out is graduate from school and not really know who you are, what you're supposed to do, or just really how to handle and do life well. And so the title, What You Don't Know Can Hurt You, what I found out is that not knowing those things can, you know, cause you to have a lot of bumps in the road later. And it can cause, you know, problems and confusion. And it kind of can cause your some things in your life to be delayed just because of information you didn't have or that you didn't know. So that's absolutely where the title comes from.
Yeah. So when we're talking about the things that you don't know and how that can hurt you, I know there's a lot of parents that because of the busyness of our lives, they get up in the morning, they send their kids off to school, and they just expect that the school is giving their kids what they need. What would you say to them as, you know, some of the precautions for, you know, taking that mentality to the way that their kids are being educated?
Well, I have to say this. I truly value education. And Steve, I'm not in anyway bashing formal education, because there are a lot of things that it does provide and that we need from that formal education that we've received. Those things do prepare us. But what I found is that it's just not enough. So to that parent, you know, I would say, and this is part of my message, what I discovered is it's not enough. So we have to be prepared to give and do more. And that's where my message is coming from. I want to be part of the solution and get the word out. Because I think just like my parents and just like with me, I completely trusted the system 100%. And it's a good system. It does, you know, teach you a lot of things. But when I look at as far as teaching just kind of things that are really applicable to your actual life and things you really need to really navigate life well, those things weren't provided. So to that parent, I would say, you know, you're going to have to kind of, you know, research. And I'm hoping, Steve, that my book can help solve that problem. You know, to bring some of those additional things in so that when your child does graduate school, you know, they have received some of those life skills that are critical to, you know, to do life well. So, you know, I think just first of all, is just kind of educating and making parents aware that it's not enough. And I think that's kind of been our norm, is to think that we're getting everything that we can or we should from our educational system. And I just found that you do have to go outside of that to bring some other things in. And so that would be my advice to them.
Mm, absolutely. You know, I mean, the thing about it is we get all these statistics about how much better kids do in school when their parents are part of PTA or they're involved in some kind of way with school. But it's really easy to get busy. I don't mean that at all in a condemning way, but it's so easy these days to be so overwhelmed by everything that comes at us that, you know, our children can really, you know, end up thrown out to the wolves, as it were, in life, you know, right after they graduate from high school.
Right, exactly. And, you know, that's why, Steve, I'm really trying to, bring the message out. I do go to different schools and, you know, do different workshops. I am also developing this, you know, to be used, you know, as a curriculum for school so that I can, you know, have an opportunity to bring it in. But I'm also hoping, you know, Steve, with the format and the way I presented it, that even, you know, with that parent that is extremely, extremely busy, that I presented it in such an easy format, you know, that they'll be able to use what I've written to kind of help them solve that problem.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, it is a great book, and there's so many things in here, but if you could just pick one little nugget of truth out of it, what would be the one thing you'd like to encourage the listeners to really embrace, you know, from listening to this interview that's shared in the book?
Well, one thing I would definitely want to leave everyone with, and in this particular book, I set it up so that I've given five what I call wisdom nuggets. But if there was one thing I would leave you with, it's the fact that I think what's crucial and critical to make sure that students are taught, and I feel like there's kind of an oversight in the school system, it would be to identify and stand in your giftedness and uniqueness. And just the importance of knowing who you are, knowing what it is that you're supposed to bring to the world, I think is just the starting point. Because once you have that in place, that kind of guides everything else. But if you don't know what you're supposed to be doing, you know, you're easily distracted. So that one thing I would say is just critical to know who you are, what you bring, what your personality is, your strengths, the areas you need to improve, you know, are you, you know, what motivates you? Are you an introvert or an extrovert? You know, how do you do relationships? What type of person do you want to be? Those kind of things, just really knowing who you are at your core and that you are given gifts and talents that no one else has, that you're given gifts and talents that are just unique to you. And that's what is so special, and that's what separates, you know, each person from the other, those gifts and those talents, and that's what we have to stand on and identify early so that when we do get into the world, we kind of have direction on where we're going.
Mm, absolutely. Well, it's such a great book, and I encourage everybody, go out and check out the Life Lessons series, book number one, lesson number one, What You Don't Know Can't Hurt You. That's Life Lessons, What You Don't Get in School. Lesson number one, What You Don't Know Can Hurt You, by Christy Bell. Christy, thanks so much for spending some time with us on the show today.
Okay, thank you, Steve, for having me.
I really do hope that a lot of you will get this book. If you happen to be listening live, you can actually get the book tomorrow on Friday for free from Amazon. And if you if you're listening to it on a rebroadcast, I still encourage you to pick up book one of the Life Lessons series, Things You Don't Know Can Hurt You. You know, I think it's so great. I love the play on the What You Don't Know Won't Hurt You theme of it. But I really do encourage you to, you know, take a look at that and look at the things that you didn't learn when you were in school, as well as the things that maybe you can make sure that your children do learn while they're also learning how to read and write and all those kind of things that are very important. So I really encourage you to check out Christy's new book. Thank you so much for all of you that do go and pick up the books, because it means a lot to these authors. So we're going to take another quick break here, and then we'll be right back on Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who've been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best-kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Well, you'll be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Thank you so much for listening today. I hope you enjoyed the interview with both Mimi and Christy. They are amazing books, and I really do encourage you to go out and pick them up on Amazon. I want to just take a few minutes here before we close the episode. You know, as usual, the book episodes are a little bit shorter than the Tuesday episodes with some of our people that we interview. And I really want to just really pour into you for a minute. I want you to see the vision because, you know, so often we compare ourselves to other people. And the truth of the matter is, the only person in this world that you can compare yourself to, or that you should compare yourself to, is yourself. Are you learning? Are you growing? Are you getting better as a person? And then you shouldn't do that from the standpoint of finding a way to beat yourself up, but rather you should do that from a heart of learning and growing so that you can become more and more the best version of yourself. Life is not a destination. It is a journey. There's never going to get to a place where you are completely perfected and you don't have anywhere else to grow, because as you get to each goal, what you'll find is there's more to learn, more to grow, more to do, more mountains to climb, more to conquer, all of those kind of things. You know, you could climb Mount Everest and come back down, but if you haven't learned anything in the process, it's really just a mountain that you went up to the top of. On the other hand, when you climb Mount Everest and you come back down, there's still people to love, messages to share, things that you can do to be a contributing member of this incredible world that we live in. It's an honor to be here on the planet and to have something to give. And every single person out there has something to share. And I encourage you to really, really share your message. Now is the time to do it. I've heard it said so many times, and I've even said it here on the show, your message was never meant for you. It's not about you. It's not about me. I don't do this show. I mean, I love it. I've told everybody over and over and over again, I love doing the radio show. It's like my guilty pleasure. But I want to always be mindful of the fact that it's not about me. It's about you when you're listening. It's about finding a way that I can encourage and inspire you to share you with the world, because that's what the world needs. You are uniquely brilliant. That isn't just a phrase. There is nobody else that ever has been or ever will be that can be or is or was you. You are uniquely brilliant. We live in a universe, in a world, on a planet where no two snowflakes are the same. And if, because that exists, would be a better way than saying if, because that is true, it is absolutely true that each of us as people has something genuine, unique, brilliant, and wonderful to share with the world. And our responsibility as people is to share ourselves. Whether we are Oprah Winfrey or we are Miss Duncan, we have a place to give. Whether you're Billy Graham or you're Billy Graham's mom, neither one of those positions is mutually exclusive of the other. The people that have poured into our lives are just as special and just as imperatively important as the people who are on the largest of all world stages. And so again, I say to you, you are uniquely brilliant. And you were created for a purpose. That purpose isn't because you were an accident. There is nobody that's an accident. God cared so much that you be on this planet that he did whatever it took for you to exist. T.G. Jakes says that, and I love it because, you know, it literally is a microsecond in time that a specific set of DNA exactly came together to make the one and only absolutely 100% unique you. And you were created for a purpose. And that purpose is to be the best you that you can be. To sing the songs that you were meant to sing and do the things that you were put here to do. Because the world needs you. The world needs you to be the best you can be. The world doesn't need your impression of Elvis. The world doesn't need your impression of any of the presidents we've ever had or of any of the kings or emperors throughout all of history. The world doesn't need your impression of the best of society or the worst of society. The world needs you to be the best you that you can be. So I want to say it to you one more time. You are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose. The world needs you. I want you to know that Kathy and I are here every day, ready, willing, and able to help you share you with the world and your message that's not meant for you, but meant for the world, to the world. And we want to do that so that you can thrive, because we want to help you thrive. We Help You Thrive is our URL, our website, because that's what we want to do. Kathy and I are here to help you live every day of your life as a thriving entrepreneur. Until next time, until the next episode you listen to, have a wonderful day and a great week. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best-kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, You will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.